Rose, I'm Ben Thomas. Cordiality, the order of the day, as President-elect Trump made a return to Washington. Sagar Magani has a report.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Here at the White House, an Oval Office handshake.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
President Biden greeting his predecessor turned successor and pledging a smooth transition.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much.
Earlier on Capitol Hill,
the 47th President of the United States.
Trump got a standing ovation from House Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
His visit here to Washington marked a stunning rebound nearly 4 years after Trump left defeated and diminished. Now he and Republicans like House Speaker Mike Johnson are celebrating.
They used to call Bill Clinton the comeback kid. This is the comeback king.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump's announced more key picks. Senator Marco Rubio nominated for Secretary of State. Former Democratic member of Congress Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. And Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Eric Tucker reports Trump cited what he sees as Gaetz's virtues in his announcement.
Chief among those, Gaetz's loyalty to him and the fact that he has been a defender during the course of the Russia investigation and that he shares in Trump's view, Trump's desire to sort of dismantle elements of the Justice Department and really start fresh. But you can imagine that there would be concern among existing career attorneys.
Senate Republicans have chosen South Dakota's John Thune as majority leader, the House GOP nominating Mike Johnson to remain speaker. And in economic news, inflation was up a little last month.
Consumer prices rose 2.6% compared to a year ago, the first annual increase in 7 months. Core prices rose 3.3% annually, same as in September. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. Federal prosecutors say a California teen pleaded guilty in the swatting of a Florida mosque.
Swatting is a practice of making a prank call to emergency services in an attempt to bring about the dispatch of a large number of armed police officers to a particular address. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Florida says that 18-year-old Alan W. Fillion of Lancaster, Florida, entered the plea to 4 counts of making interstate threats and that he targeted religious institutions, schools, government officials, and other innocent victims with hundreds of false threats of imminent mass shootings, bombings, and other violent crimes. He faces up to 5 years in prison on each count when he is sentenced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And an endangered sea turtle has been returned to the Gulf of Mexico after being rescued off the coast of the Netherlands, some 5,000 miles from its home, tangled in a commercial fishing net. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.